from KQED.
Not long ago, Katie Pollard, who is a geneticist at the Gladstone Institutes in San Francisco, was chatting with a couple of colleagues when one of them, a grad student named Chris Jinyu, mentioned some fieldwork he'd been doing in a remote part of South Africa.
The community there have herded sheep and goats for the past couple thousand years.
These people are called the Khoisan. They're thought to be the oldest genetic group on Earth, the ancestors, literally, of the rest of us. Even their language is unique. It's called a click language because it has consonants like and. Jinyu was part of a team trying to piece together the Khoisan's evolutionary history by studying their DNA. They do this with saliva samples, but the scientists were running into a problem.
Chris mentioned that he had a problem with contamination.
That's Katie Pollard. She says Jinyu's team had inadvertently ended up with lots of cells that weren't human at all. They came from the Khoisan's microbiomes, bacteria that lived in the Khoisan's mouths, which gave Pollard an idea.
The exact DNA that they were viewing as contamination would be very interesting to us.
Interesting, because Pollard's lab is trying to learn more about these very same bacteria. She wants to know what a healthy, balanced microbial community would look like, and she thinks maybe some clues could be found in the microbes of people who haven't been as exposed to the industrialized world. Why study this? Because in the industrialized world, there are a number of diseases that are very much on the rise.
The inflammatory bowel diseases, including Crohn's disease.
Michael Fishback is an assistant professor in the School of Pharmacy at the University of California, San Francisco.
Possibly diabetes and obesity, and possibly even allergic diseases like asthma.
This is a new science. No one really knows whether these diseases are caused by imbalances in the types of bacteria in our bodies. But Fishback and others in the field are optimistic about the potential here, in part because of two recent discoveries. One was the announcement last year that people suffering from a stubborn bacterial infection called C. difficile were cured after receiving, get ready for it, fecal transplants. They ingested fresh feces through a tube in their nose, feces from healthy donors teeming with healthy bacteria. The second development came last month when a researcher at the Cleveland Clinic published results connecting bacteria in people's guts to heart disease.
Nobody would have put heart disease on that list.
Which, from a scientific perspective, says Michael Fishback, is really exciting.
The notion that you could still come up with something that is going to surprise even the people who have been working hard on it for some time is very much in the air.
So one question these scientists want to answer is, if a bad or an imbalanced microbiome might be making us sick, what does a good microbiome look like? What are the microbes that have evolved to keep us healthy, and how do they do it? This is a hard question to answer because most of us make huge changes to our microbiomes all the time. And the main way we do this? Antibiotics, designed to kill bacteria.
In the past, we tended to think of antibiotics as so-called magic bullets.
David Relman, a professor of medicine at Stanford, researches how antibiotics have changed the human microbiome over time. He says antibiotics have saved millions of lives, but they are a very blunt instrument.
I hate using the military metaphors, but it's like a cluster bomb or a neutron bomb. They're very largely indiscriminate, and there's a lot of collateral damage.
But this is hard to study because there is almost no one out there who hasn't taken antibiotics. Which brings us back to the Khoisan. Remember them? What occurred to Katie Pollard is that the Khoisan, for the most part, haven't had that repeated antibiotic exposure. If Pollard and her fellow scientists can find bacteria in the Khoisan that don't show up in the saliva of more industrialized groups,
that suggests that something about the modern lifestyle has potentially wiped out these bacteria.
Now, lest you start thinking that the Khoisan microbiome might be some sort of wholesale solution to modern ills, a microbial Garden of Eden that could be imported, say, through a transatlantic fecal transplant, think again. So far, Pollard's team has identified about 900 species of microbes in the Khoisan saliva, and some of those bacteria are things you definitely wouldn't want.
Many of them are known pathogens in terms of either gum disease or enhancing plaque.
Modern medicine has not been all bad for the microbiome. The task ahead of Pollard and others is sorting out all these microbes and comparing them to samples from other parts of the world. This is a massive computational challenge, one that makes the Human Genome Project look like a cakewalk. But the end result, say Pollard and others, could be new insights into how we could tweak, even curate, the bacteria in our bodies to make ourselves healthier. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.